This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It looks like drag is the new black, with a gender-bending performance art style finding a new life thanks to RuPaul's Drag Race. But has it helped to elevate the craft or just redefine people's expectations? On the weekend, Dina Curie went to Tasmania for the Drag Nation Grand Final, Australia's national drag competition, which, for the very first time, had a drag king as a finalist. He caught up with Rocco D'Amore to find out what it was like being a king amongst a sea of queens and how drag kings never go out of style, no matter what TV tells you.
So, how long have you been performing?
Technically in front of an audience for about 17 years. However, when I was a teenager, I started performing in my bedroom back in the 80s. And I didn't know what I was doing. It was like a little dirty secret. I'd lock myself away in the bedroom and get dressed up and impersonate George Michael all the time.
Don't be a drag, just be a king. Rocco D'Amore is a drag king from Victoria who on the weekend entered the Drag Nation Grand Final at Flamingo's Dance Bar in Hobart. Drag Nation is an Australian-wide search for the best drag performer around the country, and on the weekend, each of these performers from states and territories went head-to-head for the title. But Rocco was the only king amongst a sea of drag queens and was the first drag king to enter the Grand Final flying solo, representing Australia's king community.
It was pretty intimidating. Like, we were all part of a Facebook message, and a lot of the other performers really had like this banter going on, and I felt like a little bit out of the loop. But I just all read it and had fun, sort of watching everyone interact with each other, and I sort of like left my gender behind and just sort of like, we're all drag performers, so I just use that to sort of get me through.
The competition, now in its third year, is the brainchild of Jacob Merchant, who, inspired by drag, wants to elevate Australia's drag community.
I went and saw shows of drag queens many, many years ago when I was much younger, and they gave me a lot of confidence with how I was feeling about my sexuality back then. And they were up on the stage and they were okay and they were doing so well and they didn't care what anybody thought. And coming from a small rural town, it was very inspiring for that. So I think that's been etched in my head for a long time. And it sort of popped up in New South Wales many years ago that the local LGBTQI community didn't have any outlet for expression, and there were drag queens in the area. So I put on a small show and, you know, I ran that for 5 years and then moved to Melbourne and picked it up down here and decided to put Drag Nation in the spotlight because the American queens were getting so much exposure with the popular TV show they've got going on, and I just didn't think we had anything for Australians that encompassed what we could do and what our performers are capable of.
With an artist from every state and territory, they went head-to-head in a group number as well as solo performances to show the judges what they could do. And even though they'd never met, this group all became fast friends while preparing for the competition.
I got a few messages from a couple of dear friends in Victoria, and they said, enter. And I said, hey, look, I've been doing this for a while. I don't need to enter in a competition. Give it to, you know, a younger generation to come along and do it. And they're like, no, it's more about representing Victoria. And that's when it really hit my heart. And I'm like, yes, I'm ready to represent Victoria. So that's the reason why I got into the competition. I really went in with kind of no idea about the competition. I just clearly went in as myself, no ego attached whatsoever. And I kind of just gave it everything that I've got. It's been a blast to work in a group, because myself, I'm a solo performer. I find it very challenging to work in a group, especially where there's choreography involved. But I left that at the door, and everyone was just themselves and really welcoming and having fun. And that's what that's what got us through, or got me through.
But in a world where RuPaul's Drag Race dominates media and people's perceptions of what drag is, it meant even though Rocco is a seasoned performer, there were still issues using pronouns or remembering that drag kings are just as much a part of our popular culture, something that Rocco found frustrating and intimidating at times.
Many times. But I forgot about the gender, and I just did it with the act of drag in mind, really.
Do you think that's something that everyone needs to work on a little bit, remembering that there are kings as well as queens?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. There are kings, there are bio queens, that there are bio kings. You know, drag is evolving, and we need to keep an open mind and move along with it and embrace it, because 50 years ago, drag, it wasn't acceptable, but now look where it is. It's like on national or international TV.
The competition's always been open to all types of drag, and we've had them at the state heats in different states over the last couple of years, and it's been great that we saw a king get to the final, the national final this year. It was great to see that, you know, the community's encouraging that, they're getting behind it, because they really are. It's something that doesn't have the major representation, and to see that be represented on that national level is just really fulfilling for them, for their community, and for me.
Rocco came third in the competition, with South Australia's Lucy Flawless getting the viewer's choice, Queensland's Natasha St. James as runner-up, and New South Wales' Crystal Clear taking the crown. With a strong theme of marriage after last year's marriage equality win, Rocco had the crowd screaming for more as he performed his number inspired by the events of last year.
Okay, so the theme was marriage, marriage equality, and I busted my little brain working out the tracks that I wanted to perform to, and I wanted to portray love amongst same-sex couples, and also to marriage equality, which we, you know, finally won. So I came across Sam Smith's song on his recent album, Him. And that really moved me, and it really touched me. And I thought, as a drag king, I could really use this song to sort of like set the tone of my show.
Holy Father, we need to talk. I have a secret that I can't keep. I'm not the boy that you thought you wanted. Please don't get angry. Have faith in me.
And then the second part of my show was this fabulous song that I just found on a whim, and it's by an artist called Trey Parker, who was once upon a time in a Christian rock band, and he couldn't deal any longer with being in the closet, so he left the Christian rock band and he formed his own band, and he wrote this song called Love Is Love. And so that really like hit me hard, and I was like, yeah, this is the end of my essay.
Never know where am I lead. No screwed up before, but now I'm thinking what it might be.
And I wanted to also to sort of like do that performance as, you know, sort of like for everyone, but also too for the just for the community, and sort of also too, I wanted to be a gay boy just for that 6 minutes that I did a show.
While honoured to be the first king to perform in the Drag Nation Grand Final, Rocco won't be the last, inspiring drag kings around the country to step up and do their thing.
It feels pretty special, but at the same time, it's kind of like no real big deal. And it is a very populated, I mean, it is very queen-dominated, but let me just remind everyone that where there's a queen, there's a king. Just do it. Lock yourself up in the bedroom, put on your favourite song, dress up and lip sync like no one is watching you.
That was Dina Curie reporting from the Drag Nation Grand Final with Rocco D'Amour and Jacob Merchant.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.